Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I'm the founder of Get the Acceptance Letter Academy. It's where I help busy parents of college-bound students secure top-tier education without massive debt. Happy New Year! Wow, it is amazing to have made it over into the new year and in such fine fashion. As for my house, my 17-year-old has been accepted to all but one of the colleges he applied to. We just haven't heard from it, the sixth one. And he's received a total of $23,500 in scholarships. So we're sitting pretty over here and feeling really good. And you know, what has inspired me today is parents with seniors who may be feeling under the gun. In fact, I just received an email from a parent, and the email is from a parent who is parenting a senior. It reads, "Hi there, I'm name withheld, and I really hope you can help me. My boy is about to graduate in May, and I just have not been on top of this scholarship thing. After reading through your website, I see that I am like a year late, and now the anxiety has begun. His name is name withheld, super strong academically, totally into computers, thinking about graphic arts and art and design. He wants to go to the top school for graphic arts in our state, but saw the scholarships may not be available to him. Basically, I'm at a loss. He's so talented. I just don't want to fail him. Looking forward to speaking with you directly. I think that's how this works. Have a great day and a happy new year." Wow, That email really sums up where a lot of parents of seniors are this very moment. Who knows why you are unable to start working on college matchmaking, strategic planning of documents, scholarship searches, financial aid? Who knows why you are unable to help them write the essays, to apply to the schools and the scholarships? But that doesn't matter. What does matter is that lots of colleges have rolling admissions and it's not too late. So the question is, what are the three things that you should be doing right now to get caught up and get that senior college ready? Number one, I would get them signed up to two college platforms, the Common Application and the Coalition Application. Those are the platforms where they can apply to nearly 1,000 schools with one application. Number two, I narrow down their school choices by using some college matchmaking. I think about whether they want to go to an elite institution, a big state school, or a small private school. And I'd come up with 5 to 10 schools that they should apply to. Number three, I'd make sure I had the FAFSA completed. The FAFSA is at FAFSA.gov, and it's the financial aid document that every college is going to require in order to admit your child. You have to have last year's taxes done, and that's how they decide the free money that's going to be allocated. Those grants at the state and federal level that can really cut down on the cost of college. So just to recap, I'd get them on those application platforms. I'd do college matchmaking, pick 5 to 10 colleges, and I'd make sure the FAFSA was done. Those three will get you started. If you want to talk more about working with me privately so that I can ensure that they don't start out life in massive financial debt, let's talk at gettheacceptanceletter.online. Until then, happy new year and happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.